My name is Kirk Bloodsworth. It's a B-L-O-O-D-S-W-O-R-T-H. In 1993, my capital conviction was the first in the United States to be overturned by DNA evidence. I'm here today to urge New Jersey Department of Corrections to open its execution process to the public. If a society is going to have the death penalty, must know what they really are endorsing. In 1984, I was wrongfully convicted and sentenced to death for the rape and murder of 9-year-old Dawn Hamilton. I spent 8 years, 11 months, and 19 days in prison, 2 years on death row. The DNA testing and technology was not available in 1984, but in the end, in 1993, revealed that I was not the killer and I had a wrongful conviction. In that time, my life has been taken from me and destroyed. While on death row, my cell was directly underneath the death chamber. I heard him executing a hog up there. My eventual wrongful conviction and execution was always on my mind. My family lived through this nightmare with me, and so did the Hamilton family, because they were told for 20 years they had the wrong killer. My life and my father had spent his total life savings, and my mom died 5 months before I got out. She never heard the DNA results. It took another 10 years for my release in 93 to clear my name and truly convict people of my innocence. The prosecutor persuaded 2 juries to sentence me to death for almost 20 years ago, told me the DNA tested exonerated me in 1993. Last May, that person pled guilty and was sentenced to life in prison. He lived right under me in a cell. Every part of my 20-year journey exemplifies the broken and criminal justice system, the flaws in the system that led to my wrongful conviction, misidentification, and inadequate representation, prosecutorial misconduct, basic human error, played the cases of innocent people in prison and on death row in this country. Even though I was a former Marine with no criminal record and he was nowhere near the scene of the crime, no one believed me except my closest friends and family. If the reality of wrongful convictions had not been exposed through these stories of others who have been wrongfully convicted, what goes on in the death chambers will have that same sort of effect. Society cannot make a judgment about whether it wants the death penalty unless it knows what the death penalty is all about. As long as the DOC keeps people in the dark regarding issues surrounding the process of lethal injection, it hinders the democratic decision-making process. Access to whatever information is necessary to New Jerseyans to make informed judgments about any and all part of this state. Because if you can't reverse the process of this lethal injection, you might kill an innocent person.
My name is Rachel King. I'm an attorney with the American Civil Liberties Union Capital Punishment Project.